today on Family Talk.
Well, greetings, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk. And I am very privileged today to have as my guest my son, Ryan Dobson. He used to be on this program every day, and we'll explain where he's gone. And also with us is my daughter-in-law, Laura Dobson. Laura is the mother of my two grandchildren, Lincoln and Lucy, who are now 11 and 5 years old. Now, Ryan and Laura left this ministry to produce their own podcast that they call Rebel Parenting, and we'll explain that in a moment. And they were here yesterday to talk about a very difficult experience in their lives because Laura developed squamous cell carcinoma, that's a cancer, across her lower lip, and it had to be removed. And in its place, this highly skilled surgeon made another lip by rolling the inside of her lip and attaching it to where the lip had been removed. It was a frightening surgery, though, and Laura, you're now doing well. You're back on your feet, and the result of the surgery is wonderful because the cancer is gone, and just we're very grateful for God's blessing. Now, Ryan and Laura are back with us today. And Laura, I just said what you went through was ultimately a great blessing. You called it a miracle, didn't you?
Yes.
Now, that really leads to what we want to talk about today, because your ministry, Rebel Parenting, is designed to reach out to those who are going through very difficult times, isn't it?
It's true. You go through those phases in life. We went through the phase where everybody was getting married. You know, you usually go through that right after college. All your friends get married. And then you go through the phase where everybody's having kids. And then kids are starting school. And these different phases that you go through as groups. And Laura and I got to a point where divorce just surrounded us.
Yeah, at about 7-8 years into our marriage, it just seemed like most of our friends just getting divorced.
There were so many.
For all different sorts of reasons.
So many things. Some were little, some were huge, mm-hmm. but it was just everywhere, everywhere. And where it hit me the most was the children. Adults do what adults do, and, you know, you figure it out. Mm-hmm. But watching kids just crumble, I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to be mean, but I also can't be nice. I have to be honest. I just have to be honest. You can't do this. You can't do it. You can't wreck your kids. You can't wreck your family. Yeah. You got to fight. You got to do something. And if you need me, if you need Laura or someone to fight with you, well, by all means, what do you got? Mm-hmm. You know? And you
okay,
open those doors.
So when you left here, mm-hmm. and people have been very curious about what you've gone off to do.
Trust me.
I knew that this moment would come when we would tell them. But you and I did a last radio program, and we talked about what the Lord was saying to you, yeah. what He was doing with you, and that you felt like, you know, you had a largely administrative role here, and administration is not your great love. It's ministry.
Yeah.
God
mm-hmm.
called you. You're an ordained
he
minister.
Is.
People don't know that, but God has called you to this. And I want to say something. I don't think I've said this on the radio before. But when you were about 3 years of age, you may have been 2.5, my dad looked at you and he turned to me and he said, Jim, that is a very unusual young man. He's a baby now, but God has His hands on him and He's going to do things with him. He loves Danae, He loves your daughter, and she's got a job to do too. Mm. But He's asked you to do something in ministry. And I said, how do you know that? How do you know that, Dad? And he said, because I can't pray for him without crying. When I cry for him, I sense the Spirit of the Lord. And His hand is on you. And He's got you doing what He wants you to do. Now, let's take it from there. When we did the radio program, and essentially you said goodbye, and you were gone, and you began this ministry called Rebel Parenting. Yeah. Tell us about it. Where is it heard? What do you talk about? Help people get acquainted with what you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Dad. We are primarily a digital ministry. We are online, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, podcast, iTunes.
I don't even know what those things are.
We know when an author comes to us, I mean, I did this for a living here. If it's not speaking to me right now where I'm at, then it shouldn't be on Rebel. It really shouldn't. If it's not going to help my marriage, it's not going to help my parenting, it's not going to make me closer to Jesus right now.
We're not doing it.
Can't do it. We really can't. Our very first broadcast was with Cindy Beal. She is married to the worship leader at lifechurch.tv, Craig Groeschel's church. They have 150,000 people per weekend on a multi-campus site church.
Wow.
And 3 weeks after taking that job, she found out her husband had a massive pornography addiction, had been unfaithful, and the person he was unfaithful with was pregnant with their kid. And her book is called Rebuilding.
What a tragedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could have been.
It could have been.
It could have been a terrible tragedy. It could have split a church and destroyed a family, mm-hmm. could have destroyed multiple families. And her book is called Rebuilding a Marriage Better Than New. And I'm telling you today, their marriage is better than it was before the infidelity. Because Jesus Christ is at the center of it. Mm-hmm. No other entity, no other thing could repair a marriage that had been damaged like that. Laura has helped me. Man, being able to have her with me in the ministry because we talk to couples has been so, so valuable because she's able to talk to women who find out for the first time their husband has looked at porn and they are devastated.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Of course.
It must break the heart of God.
Oh, can you imagine?
Because it undermines the very foundation of the family and of marriage, which is the sexual relationship.
Yes.
Pornography destroys it.
Destroys it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's what lots of the things at Rebel, we talk about the things that the church doesn't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. It's just
and
tough.
You have somebody in mind when you do one of those programs, too, don't you? You know the kind of family. You know the kind of of mom and dad and the kind of marriage that's out there.
Yep.
And you address it right to those sensitive spots.
Yeah. And Ryan and I are not counselors. We don't act like professionals. But we're just honest and willing to have these honest, authentic, deep, hard conversations with people. And it's really helping people get honest and get help and point them in the right direction. Someone told me the other day that if they were in the darkest spot of their life, like if everything unfolded and their life unraveled, the people they would want right next to them, they said, I want Laura Dobson standing right next to me to walk me out of that dark cave.
And Laura, the funny thing is you'd never done radio or any broadcasting before.
Never.
And you stepped down and the Lord taught you what you needed to know.
For me personally, I haven't had to deal with much of children, more just like how could I help my children read more or get them more excited about education and things like that because I'm a homeschooler. But most of it has been marriage, infidelity, pornography, things of that nature that I'm dealing with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen is that the things we're doing seem to be working, and the people that are coming to us really want to get better. No one calls Rebel Parenting if they just want to stay in their own little junk.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting the people that want to go to the next level, that are ready to have a marriage that's worth having, and to have children that are going to make a difference and an impact in this world. So
all
we
right.
feel
that,
very fortunate.
That leads us to something you're calling upgrade.
Oh, yeah, the Rebel upgrade.
All right, you got to explain what that is.
Well, Dad, you've taught me since I was little that marriage is the foundation of everything. It was the first institution, aside from the communication with the Lord. The relationship with God was the first relationship.
But that wasn't an institution. The
Correct.
First institution was the family
That's
and
right.
marriage.
Mm-hmm. If you want your kids to have a good marriage, work on your marriage. If you want your kids to be financially stable, work on your finances. If you want your kids to be emotionally intelligent, work on your own emotional intelligence. I mean, the better your marriage is, the better your kids have a chance of doing. You know, you talked about Laura got to watch you and Mom go through a crisis when you were with her going up to the cancer surgeon. I've told many, many people, you handle crisis better than me. I had a great role model for that. The upgrade is our way of helping parents.
What does that mean?
Over the last 2 years of Rebel Parenting, Laura and I got better at being married. This sounds like I'm tooting my own horn. It's such a weird thing to say. I'm a better dad than I was 2 years ago. I'm a better husband than I was 2 years ago. I'm actually a lot better than I was. And I was sitting there thinking, why am I getting along with the kids better? Why am I getting along with Laura better? Why is our sex life better? Why is our communication better? Why are all these things better? Well, it's because we've been focusing on our marriage and parenting every single week. You know, we have to. It's our job. But I looked back and found there are some amazing authors. I mean, really, just knock it out of the ballpark, transformational authors out there.
Give us some of them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Paul Tripp. Paul Tripp has a book called Parenting. Honestly, I'm sure he's heard me say this. The title and the cover, I don't like. It's called Parenting, 14 Gospel Principles to Radically Transform Your Family.
Yeah.
It's something along those lines.
Yeah, similar.
The cover has a rocking horse on it and like a very traditional looking, you know, wainscoting kind of cover. That book, it is revolutionary. It changed everything about my relationship with Lincoln. I mean, everything. I was a very legalistic parent. I was a bit of an angry parent. I'm a black and white, my way or the highway parent. I've been a little bit of an angry parent at times. That's embarrassing to say. And talking with Paul Tripp, reading that book, my relationship with Lincoln has changed.
Yeah.
We are so much closer. Well, here's the problem. We only did one broadcast on it.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Could have done 14.
We could have done 14 broadcasts on it. Maybe that would have been okay. A broadcast on every chapter.
Yes.
One broadcast will not do justice to that. And so I called him and I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing where I lead people through your book. I'm going to spend a whole month telling people about your book. Is that okay with you? And he was like, what? Of course. You're going to tell everybody about my book? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, why? I said, because it's really, really good. And that's what we do. People learn in a variety of ways because I know people are like, you really want me to read books all year long? Well, if you want to, I do. But I'm different. We send a video out that summarizes what's in the material every single week. We send an audio out if you just want to listen on your way into work.
Just listen.
You can listen on your way into work. And we've got the paperwork filled out, the important points, the things you can't miss. We just opened up a book. We're going to interview the author. I won't say who it is. The first 40 pages, garbage. I mean, honestly, you shouldn't read any of the... I know, that sounds so mean. Page 41 through 60... It is absolute gold.
Gold.
It is such gold. I'm going to do a whole broadcast on those 20 pages. Well, if we included that book in the Rebel Upgrade, you don't have to read the first 40 pages because I'm going to go straight to 41 and give the gold out of that.
Ryan, you've described a reading plan where you find great books and you help people get the content to them. But what's different about what you're doing and what other people are doing?
That's a great question. I have looked at a lot of those other programs, and there are some good ones out there. I can't figure out why you don't get access to the author or the person that curates all that content. There's no access to anybody. I called these authors and said, hey, I'm going to focus on your book for a month. And they said, what's the catch? I said, you got to come on for 1 hour at least and answer everybody's questions about your book. Every one of them said, done. So you get access to me, to Laura, the author of the book, our team. So at least twice a month, we go on live. You can email your questions in. You can tweet your questions in. You can go on live and get access to us. Hey, you know, we're in Stephen Arterburn's The Mediterranean Love Plan.
Yes.
So funny. I would never have picked up that book myself.
I liked it.
It's so good. I know I say this about all of them. It really is. Stephen Arterburn is hilarious.
He's great.
Book will kindle romance.
Yes.
Honestly, romance is dying.
Did you read it
marriages.
Together, Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's activities, there's cooking, there's all kinds of stuff.
There's fun activities in it.
Yeah. It's so fun. But he's going to come on and answer
and
your
help.
Questions live. Yeah. You get to talk to Stephen Arterburn. You get to talk to Heidi St. John.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it with you. We're going to talk about bringing up boys and bringing up girls.
It's going to be amazing.
This is unlike anything else. When people say, hey, listen, I'm going to watch the video, but I've got questions about this. Send them to me. I'll answer them all. We want to help people. We really do.
It's really engaging the crowd in a different way. Mm-hmm. So that... we can come together as a unit and really transform our culture.
Ryan, we were talking earlier about how difficult it is to start a ministry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot harder than anybody thinks. A
little bit.
And when I started Focus on the Family in the beginning, we ran completely out of money, and we went in and closed the door and got on our knees and prayed and said, Lord, I thought I was doing what you asked me to do, but obviously not, because we're, you know, Shirley and I have carried this for a year now, and we are running behind, and I just really need to know if this is what you want me to do. And the next month, $60,000 came in. Whoa. It was unbelievable what the Lord did when we turned it over to Him. Mm-hmm. You have started the ministry. You're in that early stage, even though it's a couple of years in. You're still in that early stage that I was at that point.
True.
And you're speaking and you're doing all these things. You're running your wheels off and people are responding to it. But how do you keep the lights on?
We have a little bit of support. I work outside of the ministry to support the ministry as well. And the upgrade, we thought it was going to be kind of a small group, high dollar thing. And so many people responded that we started doing the math, and we've really, really dropped it down. We called a ton of people that signed up. Ask them, how'd you find out about Rebel Parenting? How'd you hear about the upgrade? Mm-hmm. You know, do you think this is something that would help you out? And we got a lot of people saying, hey, I can't believe we just get to write you and ask you questions all the time and go through these books with you, and these, and you've got all these authors that are going to join in too. We're parents. We're buying diapers. We got kids in school. And I said, you know what? I'm in the same boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm running a ministry, right?
Right.
It was $50 a month, and all the authors that I talked to thought we were underpriced. Most programs like this are more expensive. In talking to parents, $50 is a ton
of money.
Of money.
It's a ton of money for us.
It is.
Where we're at.
It's $10 a month.
Is where you've landed.
$10 a month for the upgrade, for the Rebel upgrade.
Because we want to offer it to people like us.
To people that need it.
That need it and want it.
Definitely. Definitely.
And want to go to that next level.
I will tell you this, because you asked me about this. You said, Ryan, you know, a lot of my listeners, you know, don't have kids that are young in the home and their kids are grown. And, you know, it might be awkward if one of my listeners bought this thing to help marriages and parenting for their kids. It's going to make them look like they think they got a bad marriage or bad parenting. That might get awkward. And you know what? It was so funny. I instantly thought, it's right when I started the first podcast, I was probably 30-ish, and Mom sent me a book titled, If God Has a Plan for My Life, How Did I End Up Here? And it really hurt my feelings. I thought, are you kidding? I graduated college. I started a podcast. I got people listening to me. I'm really helping people. Why would you send this to me? It hurt my feelings. I didn't respond for a long time, and I finally called and asked her about it, and she goes, Ryan, what are you talking about? I thought you should interview that person. I went, oh. So anybody out there that's thinking, there's no way I can send something like that to my kids, click gift. I promise I will smooth that over. Because you told me this, Dad. We talked about the camp I went to in high school, Summit Ministries. Yeah. And you've talked about Kanakuk. And you've talked about our church, our youth pastors, and all the extra help you got with Danae and I. And that's what I tell people. If Jim and Shirley Dobson needed help, everybody needs help. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs help in their marriage. I need help in my marriage. I need help with my parenting. Everyone needs help. We're going to make it easy.
We got it from great places, too.
That's right.
Yes.
You
know,
you were 16, 17?
17.
I sent you to Summit. Mm. And I just wanted them to broaden your world a little bit.
I'm doing what I'm doing today. Largely in part because of that decision.
Isn't that amazing?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And Joe White was so good to you.
Absolutely. I go back and talk at Summit and Joe's camp because of that. I went at 17 and 19 to those two camps. I still travel back to both of them,
and speak at them
regularly and speak because it changed my life. And that's what I tell people. If James Dobson needed help, so do you. Be at Summit, be at Kanakuk, be at the Rebel Upgrade, whatever it is. It's okay to get help. If you get an oil change in your car, you should get help for your marriage and parenting. It's preemptive help. It'll help everything.
All right. So how do people sign up?
RebelUpgrade.com. I'll make it easy. RebelUpgrade.com. Or if you want to do it on your phone, because most people listen on their phone, text the word upgrade to 345-345.
How can you provide that?
You said that last time.
It's not enough to operate on. I mean,
God has always provided for us.
He's going to do it.
Barely.
Barely. Just right. Isn't it at the 11th hour? Isn't that what they say? And we've just been faithful. And I just want to share with everyone out there, it's not that Ryan and I have this perfect marriage. We struggle. We fight. We argue. And we know how to repair.
Yeah.
And we know how to reconnect. Mm-hmm. And we know how to have a good marriage because we've been studying these books. We know how to go again when we fail and we sin. And we know how to restructure our marriage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thankful that we have this opportunity to even do this with all these other people.
Let me see if I understand. It's $10 a month, mm-hmm. and for that they give access to you all mm-hmm. and the advice that you're giving, and you introduce them to books and authors that are going to make a difference in their lives, help them with their parenting, help them with their marriages, and become part of the program. $10 a month, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. 10 a month?
You can't do it for that. I tell you what, I'm going to say, if those of you can only pay $10 a month, do it. But somebody out there that can help you more really ought to help those that can't pay more.
Well, we appreciate it. If you want to sponsor people, you want to scholarship people, I mean, by all means, we would really appreciate that too.
And I'm a sponsor.
You are.
Oh, you are a sponsor. We thank you.
Absolutely. Couldn't have done it without you.
We couldn't have.
Couldn't have done it without the, honestly, couldn't have done it without the parenting that you did for Danae and I. Couldn't have done it without the role modeling you did with you and Mom.
Well, and what you've taught me.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was so nervous. I would have panic attacks and wouldn't want to do it, I wouldn't want to talk. And we would get in fights on the radio when we started Rebel Parenting, and I didn't know what I was doing. And you just kept saying, you know how you get better? It's time on the mountain, Laura.
That's right.
Yeah.
Time on the mountain.
That's the way to learn to ski.
Yeah, the way to learn to ski, just time on the mountain. So that's what we've just done, just getting better and better each day. And
this is the thing. Not only do we get emails from people that are going through crisis, we get emails from people that are coming out of crisis. I'm not going to take credit for that. We introduce them to experts and the Holy Spirit and let Him do the work, and we help people. That's what I am excited about, is we help people. People heading for a divorce, and we go, you don't have to get divorced. And they go, we don't? You go, nope, you don't have to get divorced.
Well, let me offer one other word of advice to those who are listening. Mm-hmm. There are millions of people out there who are struggling in their marriages, mm-hmm. don't have an idea how to deal with a youngster, a two-year-old in a supermarket who's throwing a temper tantrum, like one I saw several weeks ago. And I mean, everybody in that supermarket was unraveled.
Yeah.
I mean, we were all unsettled. I would like to ask that those who start listening to you and are helped by it, that they call somebody. Tell them where they can get help.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Honestly, I really do.
Yeah.
We just want to help the people that are out there. Thanks for having us on, Dad.
And Laura, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
Having you in our family.
Thank you.
Having you as the mother of our grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just have to tell everyone out there, you're the real deal. I didn't know who you were when I met you. I was not raised in a Christian home. I didn't know what Focus on the Family was or Family Talk. Now we're at Family Talk. I didn't know anything about you. And over these last 13 years, I have just come to realize that you are the real deal. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, Laura. And I knew whatever we had to say, you would pick it up. And I didn't do a lot of preaching in those days. I just let you come along at your own pace.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been great having you here for these two programs. Laura, I'm so grateful for what the Lord has done in your surgery. For those who didn't hear the broadcast last time, you really ought to get a copy of it, because there's encouragement for other people who are physically ill, going through surgery, facing threatening things.
Yes.
There's help and hope for them there as well.
Yes.
And come back and see us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Love you, Dad.
Well, you've been listening to an interview with Ryan and Laura Dobson, my son and daughter-in-law. If you want to reach them and get more information about their ministry and what they are trying to do, their address is rebelparenting.org. And if you need more help or more information in that regard, you can go to our website at drjamesdobson.org. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. Our broadcast tomorrow is entitled Unshaken Faith, and it features Sally Burke. And I do hope that you'll be with us next time. God's blessings to you all.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hello, everyone. Roger Marsh here for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. The news comes in all shapes, sizes, and formats these days, but how do you cut through all the noise and get to the heart of the matters that affect your family? Well, come to Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk and sign up for Dr. Dobson's monthly newsletter. You'll find clarity on tough issues, encouragement for daily life, and trusted principles to help you build strong, healthy, and connected families. Go to drjamesdobson.org and sign up today. That's drjamesdobson.org.